In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Friday night service. Before we begin, let us say a silent prayer to prepare our heart. Amen. Let us arise and sing hymn number 34 to praise the Lord.
Jesus is tenderly calling the calling today, calling today. And from the sunshine of the moon down road, pardon and further the way.
And praise to our Lord that we are able to have this service. Now let us kneel down in one accord and we pray for God's guidance. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we kneel down and pray.
Hallelujah. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Oh,
Once again, we give thanks and praise to our Lord that we are in good health and also safe. Greetings to the ministers, brothers and sisters. For tonight, we would like to share the topic for mutual exhortations, a new thing by Lord. Let us turn to the book of Isaiah. Book of Isaiah, chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. Verse 19. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and verse 19. Verse 18, in the name of Jesus Christ, I read the Bible. Verse 18, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Verse 19, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth, do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and river in the desert. When Prophet Isaiah wrote this book, which the Lord asked him to do, it is in the darkest periods of the Israelites. It was in the bleak period of the history. They was captured and they become a captive by the Assyrians. That they have taught. They have never thought of this to be taken captive. And at that time, they are homesick for the promised land, the land of Canaan that the Lord had promised to them, and the land of Canaan which they have stayed before. And now they are really homesick. That's why they have in this dark period of them. And we see that in verse just now we have read in Isaiah chapter 43, and the Lord asks and the Lord requests them to embrace the new thing. The God wants them to embrace new thing in their life. And how are we going to change or embrace new thing in our life? We read again Isaiah chapter 43. Verse 18. Remember not the former things. Here, we have to change our focus. We have to remember not the former things, the thing of the former, so that we can embrace the new thing that God wants to change in our life. Do not dwell on the past. If we continue to dwell on the past things, then we cannot embrace the new thing that the Lord wants to change in us, or the Lord wants us to embrace this new thing. If we continue to look behind, we can't see the future. We can't walk in the future. The Israelites, the children of Israel, they had many victories in the past. For example, Moses led them out of Egypt. Let us turn to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14, verse 10. Exodus chapter 14, verse 10. Verse 10. When Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly, and the people of Israel cried out to the Lord. This is the moment when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt. In front of them, there's a Red Sea. And when they lifted their eyes and looked at the behind, Pharaoh, with his army, with the chariots, are chasing after them. And if they look behind, they will feel scared because they are so... the armies of these Egyptians are so great. And when this is like, they come out from this Egypt, they have no weapons with them. Compared to the chariots of the Egyptians, compared to the army of the Egypt, they have weapons that will kill them easily. And we read verse 15, Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. Verse 15, the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward." Here we can see, the Lord asked the Israelites, the Lord told to Moses that, "Why you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel, go forward. Do not look at the back." Once they look at the back, they will feel scared, because the great armies of this Egypt. But in front of their eyes, there is this Red Sea. They can't even cross. They don't have these utilities for them to cross over the Red Sea. How are they going to cross? They have so many cattle. They have so many flocks. They have children with them. How are they going to cross this Red Sea? And in here, this word of the Lord that told Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel, go forward." It is very comforting words. And this is a new thing that the Lord has done to them. In verse 21. Exodus chapter 14, verse 21. Verse 21. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by the strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land, and the water were divided. This is a new thing that the Lord has done to the Israelites. Open up the sea of his Red Sea. Open up the water. And allow these Israelites to cross over. And this is a salvation plan of the Lord. You can see. That's why we have to change our focus. We cannot remember the former things. We cannot look back. By looking back, we are scared. We do not know where we are heading. And these are some of the examples that Israel have victories in the past. Not only that they have lived Egypt, but they managed to land, to conquer the promised land, the land of Canaan, that the Lord had promised to them. But now, the present time, when in the prophet Isaiah, they are being captive. They are being conquered by their enemies. Previous victory were doing nothing to set them free or to let them free. They need a new miracles. They need a new victories. And these Israelites, they should not ask what God has done to them. But they should ask what God is doing in their life right now at this moment. Same, this question will also pose to us. We should not ask what God has done to me. Oh, God has done so much, so great miracles in my life. God has helped me. God has saved me. But now, we have to ask, what is God doing in our life right now? What is the thing that you want God to do in your life? What is the thing that God wants to do in the life of Israelites? We turn to Isaiah chapter 43. Back to Isaiah 43, verse 18. The lower portions. No, consider the things of old. We do not allow the past failure to possess us. The Israelites have failed God miserably. Every time God gives them good things, but they return to the Lord evil things. Return to Judges. Return to Judges chapter 2. Judges chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 2. Judges chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 2. Verse 1. Now the angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to Bochim, and he said, I brought you up from Egypt, and I brought you into the land that I swore to you to give to your father. I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse 2, and you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall break down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. What is this you have done? You see, from here we can see the Lord has brought the Israelites out of Egypt and brought them into the promised land, the land of Canaan. And this is a covenant that the Lord has made with them. The Lord promised that He will not break this covenant with the children of Israel. And the Israelites, they have returned with their evils. And they do not obey the words of God. They do not obey the commandment that the Lord has given to them. God gave them temple, a place for them to worship, a place for them to seek the Lord, a place for them to come and cry out to the help for the Lord. But what did the Israelites return? Israelites, they make idols, they worship the idols. Yet instead of worshiping the true God that bring them out of Egypt, now they are worshiping idols. This is what the Israelites returns. This is the past failure the Israelites have done. God gave Israelites the commandments, His commandment, His Ten Commandments. But we can see the histories. The Israelites lived like they were just the suggestions from the Lord. They only thought this is just a suggestion. It's not the commandment that they should obey. There's so many things that the Lord so sad over their behavior, so sad over their failure, just failures of Israelites. God gave them His prophets, His judges, to deliver them from all these calamities, to deliver them from these things. But what did the Israelite give to him? The Israelite gave the Lord nothing, but instead of rejections. We turn to Judges chapter 2. Judges chapter 2, verse 16 to 17. Judges chapter 2, verse 16 to 17. Verse 16. The Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Verse 17. Yet they did not listen to their judges, for they were after other gods and bowed down to them. They soon turned aside from the way in which their fathers had walked, who have obeyed the commandments of the Lord, and they did not do so. You see, from here it's very clear. The Lord raised judges because the Israelites cried out to help to the Lord to deliver them from their enemies. And the Lord hear their prayer. The Lord answer their prayer. The Lord raise up judges. The Lord raise up all these prophets to save them out from this hand of those who have plundered them, from the hand of those who oppress them. Yet every time these Israelites, they did not listen to the judges. They even, some of the histories, you can see they reject the prophets. They do not listen to the words of the Lord. And instead of worshipping the Lord that led them out of Egypt, they worship other gods. The gods made by hand. Gods of the stones, gods of the woods. All this is that the Israelites return every time and they worship the idols. So we can see that these past failures of the Egyptians, they reject the Lord every time and give the Lord nothing but just a rejections. We turn to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 to verse 7. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 to verse 7. Verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly. So we can see from this word, this prophecy from Prophet Isaiah in chapter 55, just now we read. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Yes, the Israelites keep sinning against the Lord. So Prophet Isaiah give warning to the people of Israel. Give warning to the children of Israel. Seek the Lord while he can be found. Call upon him while he is near. And this is because the wicked forsake him. And the unrighteous man, he thought. And when he returned to the Lord, our Lord have compassion on them. Our Lord will forgive their sins. Our Lord, he will abundantly pardon their sins. While we have this opportunity, the Lord will forget our former things. The Lord will forget the failures of the Israelites, the former failures of the Israelites. As long as the children of Israel seek the Lord with all their heart, with all their strength, and with all their mind. How about us? Each and every one of us, we have sins. If we seek our Lord Jesus Christ, with all our strength, with all our might, the Lord will surely forget all our iniquities. In this period, especially in this time, during this MCO, how much time that we spend to seek the Lord? Do we seek the Lord with all our strength, with all our might, and with all things? Or we learn something new. We see so many people now learning new skills. We see people watching the YouTube and learning how to cook good food, how to do this and how to do that. How much time that we spend to seek the Lord? The Lord will forget all these former things of His life as long as they seek the Lord. Do we seek the Lord? We cannot live on yesterday's faith. We cannot live on the yesterday's failures also. The children of Israelites also cannot live on the yesterday's failure or the yesterday's failure. But we have to move forward. We turn to Psalms chapter 85. Verse 6 to verse 8. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Verse 7. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Verse 8. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for He will speak peace to His people, to His saints, but let them not turn back to folly. You see? We should rejoice in the Lord, because God's steadfast love towards us, unfailing love of our Lord Jesus. He loved us until that He is willing to offer His own life. He is willing to go through all these troubles and to be nailed on the cross while we are sinners. Jesus Christ has chosen us into His fold. So, likewise, these children of Israel, the Lord has chosen them. But they still keep continuing against the Lord. The second step is to embrace a new thing by the Lord. It is, we have to turn to Isaiah. We turn to Isaiah chapter 43 again. Let us turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, the upper portions. Verse 19. Behold, I am doing a new thing, now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? In here, the Lord told to the children of Israel, do you not perceive it? Do you not see it? Do you not recognize it? Do you not acknowledge it? Aware of it? The Lord asked them, you will not understand about it. So what do you see? In here. Do you see the possibility all the problems? The Lord asked to the children of Israel, do they see the possibility or the problem? In the lower portions of verse 19, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the deserts. God say, He will make a way in the wilderness and the river in the deserts. In the wilderness, you see, God will make a way. If we are in the wilderness, the children of Israel are in the wilderness. They see a problems. How are they going to take the food? How are they going to get drinks? But to God, the Almighty God, all this is possibility, not a problem at all for the Lord. So in the deserts, if we have gone through the deserts before, for most of us in Malaysians, we stay in a hot country. Even when the temperature go up, we feel very hot. We need a lot to drink a lot of water to cool our body temperature down. But the Lord can make the river in the desert. So, to the Lord, this is not an issue or a problem, but it's a possibility. We may feel our past make our life as a wasteland. To the children of Israelites, their past will feel and make their life like a wasteland. But to God, but in God, it will become a stream of life. All these are the possibilities that the Lord will do for them. The theme for Isaiah chapter 43 is Israel's only Savior. We can see in verse 19, if you refer, that the Lord will do a new thing. Our God in heavens has sent a personal Messiah for us. Have planned this Jesus Christ to die on the cross to save our life. We turn to Romans. Book of Romans, chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to verse 2. Verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. So if we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ today, there's no condemnation in Christ. If the children of Israelites, they believe in the Lord, if they trust in Him, if they worship Him, the Lord will surely give them a great blessing. But we have seen the history of the Israelites. They keep sinning against the Lord. So today in our life, we might face difficulties, especially during this pandemic, COVID-19. It will affect our life. Some of us, for those who are working, we will have our salary cuts. For some of us, we know that they will lose their job. That will affect their life. Do we see it as a problem in our life? We pray to the Lord. We ask the Lord for guidance. Spend more time with the Lord. God wants us to embrace this new thing. God has given us this new thing for us. We just give thanks and praise to the Lord. We turn to Colossians. We turn to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 to 22. Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 to 22. Verse 21. And you who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds. Verse 22. He has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. This is a new thing that the Lord wants to do in our life. He wants to reconcile in his body by his death and present us to be holy so that we can return to the house of our Heavenly Father. So, do we see the possibility as God sees them? way in the deserts, a stream that the Lord will create. God is able to transform a desert into a way. Or we see this as a problem. We turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 and verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 and verse 18. Verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Verse 18. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. You see? The Lord will transform. Because the Lord is a Spirit. And there is a freedom. This is a new thing that the Lord wants to do in our life. We have to strengthen our faith. We seek Him with all our might, with all our strength. We thank our Lord that during these periods of MCO, our car are in front of our house. Yet during the Sabbath days, we are not able to come to the church for service. But because of these new technologies, we can have worship, we can have a prayer in our for comfort in our house. But we have to keep the Sabbath according to the under the grace of the Lord. We have to commit to God's plan. God has set a new direction, a purpose, a things in our life. Will you follow Him? Let us turn to Psalms chapter 95. Psalm chapter 95. Psalm chapter 95, verse 7 to verse 8. Psalm chapter 95, verse 7 to verse 8. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you hear His voice, verse 8, do not harden your heart as at the Meribah, as on the day of at Massa in the wilderness. If you hear His voice, do not harden our heart. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Deep inside our heart, do we hear the calling voice of our Lord Jesus Christ? Come and worship Him. Though physically we cannot come to the physical building of the church, but we can worship Him in our house. Because our Lord Jesus Christ has told us, if we gather two or three people in His name, our Lord Jesus Christ will be with us. We keep the Sabbath day. During the MCO, more than 8 weeks right now, these moments, we are not able to come to the church and worship Him. But we can. We do not forget to exhort one another. We can call to ask about the welfare of the members. I personally have received call from those older ministers and members asking about me and my family. I'm touched by this gesture, a little gesture, by a meek call about welfare of us. How about us? Do we reach out to our members? Our Lord Jesus Christ has touched in our life and freely have given His salvation to us. Do we share with all our brothers? For conclusions, we turn to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3. We turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. Verse 13. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. If we embrace the new thing that the Lord has doing to us, and we seek the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ has promised that we are waiting for new heaven and new earth, which righteousness dwell, and all glory be given to our Lord. Now, let us sing hymn number 346 to praise the Lord. We sing hymn 346.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the waters he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinners. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercy, mercy for you and for me? Come home, come home. Tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinners, come home. Time is now fleeting, the moment are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, demons are coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinners. For the wonderful love he has promised, promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinners, come home.
In our prayer, we remember to pray for members who are sick that we know. During these difficult periods, we mention their name in our prayer. And we also ask the Lord to strengthen our faith during this period of MCO. That may the Lord keep our faith and strengthen us. And let us kneel down in one accord and we pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Of my losses and of our grief.